because it's something that we have to do daily as we walk the Christian journey. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Father, we give you thanks this morning for waking us up and starting us on our way, for bringing the bread of life into our bodies. Lord God, this morning I pray, Father God, that you would take control of my mind, my thoughts, my speech, and Father God, put implant the words in my mouth that I may teach your people this morning. I pray, O Lord God, that I may handle your word correctly. And Father, if there's any unconfessed sin in my life, I pray, Lord God, and confess him right now, so that I will not be all accountable for your word. I pray your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul, writing to the Romans, he said to them, he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul here is telling the Romans that he said, look, every day you have to present your bodies a living sacrifice to God, because living in the flesh through the nighttime or daily as the day goes on by, we gonna do something wrong and we're gonna sin. So we gotta constantly go to God and ask God forgiveness. Now this morning I'm gonna tell you some reasons why we should in our daily walk do before the eyesight of God. The Bible says in Exodus 16 and verse 4, it says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Now, Jesus Christ said to Moses, God said to Moses, look, Moses, the people said they were hungry. I will send manna from heaven. And each day, they are supposed to go out and just gather enough for that day. Now, if you gather too much, it's going to rot or spoil. You see, God is telling us in that as we go through his word, you only can grasp on so much of God's word in your daily living one day at a time. You see, you only can get so much. If you try to get too much, either you're going to have headaches, you're going to bust your brains open, you're going to fall asleep with the Bible in your hand. That's why Paul said to God said to Moses, look, tell the Israelites, just gather enough for that day. You see, there's never been a day that goes by in your life that God do not give you enough that you need for that day. God only gives you the right amount that you can handle for that day. The Bible says that he will never put more on us than we can bear. You see, a lot of people is trying in life to say, to do things more than what God allowed them to do. A lot of people try their best to go to extend the day more than it can be extended. That's why the Bible says a man only can work while there is day. At night, no man can work. But you see, man gets so smart, they created electricity. So at nighttime, they can work, killing the body out more and more. Now, if you're working for God, this is okay. But a lot of people try to extend the day more to make money or to do things for worldly pleasures. That's why God said to Moses, tell the Israelites, only gather enough. That's all you can handle. I only gonna give you enough for that day. I'm not gonna give you no more, because I know I created you. I made you. I formed you in my image. I know what you can handle. Reading of the word. You got to read God's word every day as the day goes by. The Bible says in the book of Nehemiah 8 and verse 18, it says, also, to such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14 says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil. Let us pray. Eternal, everlasting Father, dear God, I humbly bow before your throne, asking you, Lord God, to take control of my mind, my thoughts, and my speech this morning. I pray, O Lord God, that I may handle your word correctly. And I pray, Father God, that the word may go forth and may accomplish what it set out to do this morning. Father God, I pray that if there's one in this building who does not know you, O Lord God, one that's in this building who need reviving, may the day be the day they will come to know you today. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. The church say, amen. Amen. Paul, the author of this book is not really known, but it is assumed to be Paul. He's writing to the Hebrews. He's telling them about how wonderful the good work of the Lord is. But he said to them, he said, you know, in verse 11, he says, and hard to be hearted, seeing ye are dull of hearing. A lot of Christians are dull of hearing because they are still babes in the word of God. They're not growing spiritually. They're not growing at all in the word of God. Using this morning for a topic, spiritual maturity. You see, a lot of times when a preacher preaches the word of God, a lot of Christians walk out church not getting the message what the preachers preach. And the reason for this is because they're not growing in the word of God. And they're not listening to what the preacher is saying. You see, and the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 4, as my gospel be hid, it is hid to them that is lost. And let me tell you this morning, church, you might say that you are a Christian. You might believe that you are a Christian. But if you're not living the life that is pleasing to God and acting as a Christian, forget about it this morning. St. Paul says to them, he says, for when the time... You ought to be teachers. You need someone to be teaching you. A lot of times you go up to a Christian or someone who's proclaimed to be a Christian and ask them certain things about the Bible. They can't give you no insight about the Word of God. The reason for this is because they are still babes in Christ. The Bible tells me in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, you have to study to show yourself approved. If you're not studying the Word of God, if you're not getting anything from God's word, that means you're still staying in one place. You, in order to grow, you got to know Jesus Christ. You got to believe Jesus Christ. You got to hack Jesus Christ. You got to study God's word. My Bible is my roadmap to salvation. My Bible is my roadmap to my daily life. If you're not reading God's word, if you're not studying God's word, that means you're studying someone else's word and you're doing something else. The Bible says that we should have God's word in front of our hands, in our hands, in front of our eyes, and in our hearts at all times. We can't just read God's word one day of the week and expect that to take us through the rest of the week. Just like your body needs food for the grow, your soul needs food to grow. And the food for your soul is the word of God. And if you're not growing in God's word, that means you're not studying God's word, you're not reading God's word, and you're not doing what God's word says you ought to be doing. Spiritual growth consists of many things. In fruitfulness, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 10, it says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. My Bible tells me that by their fruits you shall know them. So if you're not gaining anybody, if you're not teaching anybody, if you're not getting any fruit, you're not studying God's word. Psalms 1 says that we shall be planted by the rivers of running water. We will have fruit in season and out of season. So if you're not gaining food in season and out of season, you're not studying God's word. You're not in the word of God. Spiritual growth consists of fruitfulness. It consists of being more like Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:15 says, but speaking the truth, love, the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Christ have to be the head of your life to grow. If Jesus Christ is not the head of your life, you're not a Christian this morning. You see, there's no other way that I can tell you. Because guess what? There's only two places you can go. Heaven or hell. There's no in between. There's no in between, church. And the Bible, my Bible tells me in the book of James, you got to be, there's one, you cannot serve two masters. Either you will love one and hate the other. Now, which master are you choosing this morning to serve? Either you're serving the devil or you're serving God. And if you're not growing spiritually, automatically you're serving the devil. Because spiritual maturity comes through Jesus Christ. And in order to get spiritual maturity, you have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're not growing because we're still basing our lives on the foundation of the Word of God. Let me tell you something, church. Every time we come here to preach the Word of God, we shouldn't have to be preaching repentance, repentance, repentance. You got to grow. St. Paul says to the Hebrews in verse chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptism and laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, excuse me, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Let me tell you something, church. Every time a preacher preaches, he shouldn't have to be preaching repentance. We shouldn't have to come back here every Sunday morning and call an altar call for people who say they are believers to come back to God's altar for repentance again. You're supposed to know within yourself. The Bible says that you got to confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart. You see, let me tell you something. Every time you sin, you have to confess. Not every time the church doors open up, the preacher preach, you got to come to the pulpit to confess your sins. If you sin on Monday and wait for the church doors to open up on Wednesday night to come to the altar to confess your sins, something wrong with you. You see, your job is to confess them while you commit a sin. You see, you can't wait. What if you die while you're doing that sin?